Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 21st. Elon Musk is hinting that Tesla might enter the Indian automotive market as soon as next year. The automaker has had some indications of preparing to launch in the market or in the past. In 2021, Tesla officially incorporated an Indian company. Vehicles have been spotted testing on Indian roads, and they also received approval for their use in the market. The Indian government officials said that they were considering Tesla's proposal to greatly reduce import duties for electric cars, which has been a main hurdle for the company. However, the company was not able to come to a deal on the tariff agreements, and in 2022, Tesla decided to put their plans to enter the Indian market on hold. But now, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with Tesla's CEO Elon Musk during a visit to the U.S. this week. During a media scramble following the meeting with Modi, Musk said that he plans to visit India next year and that Tesla is coming to the market, quote, as fast as humanly possible. Now, recently, the CEO said that Tesla is aiming to announce the location of its next gigafactory around the end of this year. We still have our eyes on the various factories that Tesla will need to get to their long-term goal. France and Canada are at the top of our list. According to Cars.com, Tesla has the most American-made cars of any American automaker. Cars.com tries to track which automakers and models in particular are the most American-made with their annual American-Made Index. This year, the top of the list are the Tesla Model Y, 3, X, and S, in that order. The rest of it was three Hondas, two Acuras, and the Volkswagen ID.4. Interestingly, Tesla is the only American automaker in the top 10, with their entire consumer lineup being represented. Now, for many of us, this isn't hugely surprising news. Even though many people don't even know that Tesla is an American automaker, the company has consistently ranked as the most American auto brand in the last few years. Ford CEO Jim Farley dismissed the Tesla Cybertruck and is making moves to retcon Ford's so-called charging network. During an interview with CNBC, Farley appeared to want to distance Ford from Tesla a bit after the company agreed to adopt Tesla's North American Charging Standard connector. He described the move as opportunistic, going so far as to say that Ford's charging network was already extensive before the announcement. The CEO was asked about the imminent launch of the Cybertruck, and he seemed unimpressed. He said, quote, "The reality is, America loves an underdog, and we are the market leader for EV trucks and vans, and we know those customers better than anyone. And if Elon Musk wants to design a Cybertruck for Silicon Valley people, fine. It's like a cool high-end product parked in front of a hotel. But I don't make trucks like that. I make trucks for real people who do real work, and that's a different kind of truck." The state of Texas has announced that it is going to require the North American Charging Standard connector on charging stations to receive state money. Over the last couple of weeks, we have seen a 180-degree turn for the connector, which was formerly known as Tesla. The North American Charging Standard has scored agreements from Aptera, Ford, GM, Rivian, and we expect many more to come. But now Texas is leading the way on the stateside adoption. This is also a 180-degree move for Texas. Last year, we reported that Texas was distributing funds to charger companies who made bids to install in the state. The program decided not to subsidize the project submitted by Tesla, despite the automaker showing the most cost advantage proposal. Now, a year later, the state is now telling all other charging station operators approved for funding that they will need to deploy the stations with the North American Charging Standard and CCS. Now, this could result in other states following with similar mandates soon, but it's likely more of a PR move than anything, because most all charging station manufacturers and operators in the U.S. have announced the adoption of the connector. The Hyundai Motor Group unveiled its next-generation EV platform this week, designed to support 13 new EV models from Kia, Hyundai, and Genesis. Hyundai CEO confirmed that the new platform will allow the automaker to produce all sorts of EVs, including electric trucks. "We spoke on the platform along with Hyundai's plans yesterday, but now we learn more about the electric truck coming to the Korean Auto Group." Although no concrete details of the EV pickup were offered, Hyundai's sister company, Kia, has already announced plans to introduce two electric pickups in their lineup. Hyundai could be developing an electric truck of their own brand, with its first pickup, the Santa Cruz, gaining momentum in the U.S. It could be a Genesis electric pickup, and that'd be pretty awesome, but little far-fetched. Despite yesterday's story of a Toyota European executive expressing reluctance about the all-electric age, Toyota Corporate has announced plans to harness the power of artificial intelligence to improve the car design process while optimizing vehicle aerodynamics. Now, while these principles apply to all sorts of cars, or really any moving object, it's a critical factor in the burgeoning electric market, where automakers are pinching their aero pennies to maximize driving range. The Toyota Research Institute, which is Toyota's research and development division, revealed the new generative AI technique. The innovation comes less than a week after Toyota revealed several new technologies to accelerate EV deployment and production. Toyota plans to introduce several next-gen EV batteries between 2026 and 2028, and the company claims it will double the range of their current electric model, the bZ4X. Mazda and Panasonic Energy have not yet announced a purchase agreement or material acquisitions, but now they are instead in talks over establishing a battery partnership to power Mazda's future EVs. Mazda and Panasonic will enter concrete discussions for Panasonic to supply Mazda with lithium-ion batteries manufacturing for their Japanese and North American plants. The Japanese automaker plans to deploy EVs with Panasonic batteries, but not until the second half of the decade, likely around 2025, 27, maybe even later. Mazda laid out a three-phase approach. The first includes utilizing existing technology, such as that used in their first EV, the Mazda MX-30. Now they're also working on new hybrids for the Chinese market, and the final phase is the full-fledged launch of battery electric vehicles. Mazda is forecasting their total sales to be 25% electric to 40% electric by the year 2030. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Craig says, "It feels like Toyota is the character in the movie that says, 'You go ahead, I will catch up,' and then you see a tidal wave rising up in the background." Yeah, Craig, I think that sums it up. Although, compared to Toyota, I feel bad for Mazda, who put in their lot with Toyota but really doesn't have the history or the lumber to swing the way Toyota does. Now, after today's story on Mazda, trying to skate by with hybrids until they can seriously begin going electric years from now, that sounds like bad news to me. I'm really starting to suspect that Mazda won't survive the electric revolution, at least in their current form. Maybe they will drop out of certain markets, maybe they'll sell their car division entirely. I don't know, but I'm suspecting that they will go the way of Daewoo, Suzuki, or maybe Saab. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.